Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I want winners.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 to the score. On the line is Radio.com sports betting insider, host of You Better You Bet, Nick Kostos. Insider calls brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. And you can hear Nick on You Better You Bet every night on the Radio.com app and website. Nick, thanks for joining us on the Al Pamonte Ford Hotline. Al Pamonte Ford at Melrose Park. Good morning, Nick.
Morning, Nick.
Well, what's going on, guys? Great to talk to you and, of course, the great people of Chicago. Can we call this a football Friday, even though it's just the Pro Bowl this weekend? I'm going to do it anyway, on a football Friday.
We can call it
and
a football Friday.
We got the Senior Bowl. So
and
it's
the Senior Bowl on Saturday. So, Nick, how are you going to handle yourself this weekend without having to come to Chicago?
it's great. Yeah, it's going to be exactly what I do as soon as I hang up with you guys. I'm going to crawl into bed and get into the fetal position for a couple days and brace myself for the week to come, Super Bowl week. So a lot of rest this weekend, and I'll be into the Royal Rumble a little bit on Sunday night also, a little WWE. And, of course, college hoops tomorrow. My guy Eli, the producer of You Better You Bet, 670 The Score alum, killing the college basketball game right now. You know, up late last night watching Oregon go to double overtime only to push -9 against USC. So a lot of stuff going on right now in the world of sports.
Eli is like he's college basketball savant.
He's on fire.
He's
too.
Amazing.
He's having a good year,
and he's great when it
I'm
comes.
Sure
to
nobody
tournament
ever
time.
Heard of him.
he's a great producer, but he's like, and it's like I don't even like. He's going to be a good year. He's 110-72 picking college basketball games. Like it's like a otherworldly. Like we're trying to come up with like a name for him that we're going to use if we're going to refer to him as the show. His eminence is what we were like settled on last night, but I think we can do better. But we're coming up with something for Eli.
Nick, now you know Super Bowl week. Obviously, you get prepared for that, you get ready for that. But are there any early investments that you would recommend when you start to look at the early prop bets? Anything else to stand out to you?
Well, let's talk about prop bet theory as opposed to like me giving out picks right now. Because I would say like because I want people to think about it this way when it comes to props. And I think it's almost like sociological, right? And this is kind of how you have to approach it. And I'm not being facetious when I say that. And I think like, you'll get it when I explain it. People like to bet the over, right? People like points. People want to see receptions. People want to see touchdowns. It's one of the reasons why Patriots-Rams last year was such a winner for the sports books because literally nothing happened in the game. The final score was 14-3. The Rams did absolutely nothing, and the total of the game was 57.5. So, like, that was more like any, you bet prop bet over, chances are you lost. So, but that's what people like to do, right? So, Patrick Mahomes' passing yards total for the Super Bowl is hovering around 300 right now. By the time we hit kickoff next week, that bad boy is going up because everyone's going to bet the over. So, what I would urge people to do, if you think about a player in this game that you like, let's say it's Jimmy Garoppolo's over passing yards. I think Garoppolo's going to go over on his passing yards. That's something that you may want to look to bet now, because as we approach kickoff, you know, that number is going to get steamed up, especially as it concerns the Kansas City Chiefs, right, where, like, this is kind of like everyone loves to bet offense. Everyone loves to bet a high-octane offense like Kansas City. And if you want to bet under, so let's say you, the person listening to this right now, you think this Niners defense can slow down this Chiefs offense. And I think there's an argument to be made for that actually happening, right? The defense beats offense. Then you wait until literally like the last minute and you go under on Patrick Mahomes' passing yards because the number's going to shoot up in between now and then. So overs early and unders late. It really just depends on how you feel about it. If you like the under, you wait. If you like the over, you should look to bet early.
I know that the Pro Bowl is like not worth anyone's attention, but do you wager on that just for a chuckle? I mean, is there anything worth looking at? I mean, I know there's some rules variations that might be of interest. Every year I get ready, I get everything set, I sit down, I turn that thing on, and like one play into it, I'm like, what the hell am I doing? But if I had,
well, cause it's like you want
action,
football, right?
That's it.
Yeah, like you want to watch some football, but then you turn it on and it's not football. It's like some bastardized version of football. It's awful. Bet the over. Yeah, that's it. You know, I don't know if there's really any. I guess we get. I'm serious. Like, we've had every guest we've had on, like, we've given this week on You Bet, like, tongue-in-cheek. Like, what do you think of the Pro Bowl? No, it's like, yeah, we have no thoughts on it. Okay, great. We're just going to bet the over then. If you really want to scratch that itch on Sunday and you want some action, I would suggest betting on the Royal Rumble because I think that would be pretty fun. But if you want to bet the Pro Bowl, you know, why would you bet the under in an all-star game? Like, yeah, life's too short. You know, go out there and bet the over. That's what I would say. Take the 50, over 51 in NFC and AFC in the Pro Bowl.
Nick, the Super Bowl's never been a pick 'em. Right now, the Chiefs favored by one. The total's 54. How do you see that evolving throughout the week if you see it changing?
I think Kansas City will end up closing as the favorite in the game. And kind of the blueprint that I want, that I think this game will follow. And I'm not saying that the game script will play out the way that the game script played out in that one, but I think as far as the betting stuff is concerned, it probably will. Is Broncos-Seahawks, right? Where it's offense versus defense. You know, Peyton was coming off like his 55-touchdown year, and the Seahawks had, that was the first year of the Legion of Boom, and Russell Wilson's second year in Seattle. And we saw, you know, Denver closes around a 2 or 2.5 point favorite in that game. I think we could see Kansas City maybe get up to -2 by the time kickoff rolls around next week. It's not going to hit 3. There's no chance that happens. And if it does, it's going to get bet down right away. So the money on San Francisco has yet to really come in. But all the odds makers that we talked to have said that they expect that the San Francisco money is looming, like sharp San Francisco money. I think it's an extraordinarily tough game to pick as far as against the spread is concerned. But I think that bettors are going to get the opportunity to basically pick. You know, it could turn up to be like where it's -1, -1.5, and you're basically picking the winner of the game. So I think that's pretty cool as far as it regards Super Bowl Sunday. But I expect this total to keep going up. It's already gone up 2.5 or 3 points from open. I think it can hit 55 or 56. So if you like the under, I think you want to wait on this, and you're going to get a really good number to go under on. If you like the over, like it's already gotten away from you a little bit, but you would look to bet it now, I think you can wait to bet the side of this game, though, because I don't anticipate this line moving too dramatically in either direction. Like, it's not going to go to 3 for either San Francisco or Kansas City. So I think it's going to hang around this, like, 1 to 2 point zone for the majority of from now until kickoff next Sunday.
I enjoy your idea of all-star games, always bet the over, because the NHL All-Star Game is on, and I don't know you can get enough pucks in that thing because they really don't play any defense.
Now, you know what's actually kind of depressing to me is, like, a kid who grew up, like, loving the Rangers. You're the second person that said this to me, my man, and, like, I don't even know that the NHL All-Star Game was this weekend. That's awful. But yeah, I guess you have to take the over in that game, right? I mean, what would the fun be of betting the under in a hockey All-Star Game? I would imagine that's, like, an 11-10 result, or maybe even worse than that.
What are your picks for the Rumble? We have several texters that are curious.
Okay, so as far as the men's Rumble is concerned, like, the number again, like, so it's a couple days beforehand. The number's kind of gotten away from us a little bit, but Roman Reigns is, like, the pick to win. I just love that I'm on 670 The Score giving Royal Rumble stuff. This is like a highlight for me. So I'm a lifelong wrestling fan, so if you'll allow me, I'm just going to explain this to you guys very quickly here. Wrestling is obviously scripted and predetermined, so if you can, like, kind of, like, guess what the storyline is going to be, what makes the most sense, you can kind of profit on it, right? So Roman Reigns is going to win the Royal Rumble. So right now, Roman Reigns is on SmackDown, which is WWE's new preeminent brand. It's on Fox. You've seen the commercials on Fox NFL Sundays promoting it, basically, for the last however many months. The champion on SmackDown is this larger-than-life, like, sociopathic, like, schizophrenic bad guy named The Fiend. And he's really awesome. And he actually really, objectively, he's like a pretty cool character. And he has not lost yet, basically, since he's been The Fiend. He's been beating everyone. He's been beating all the good guys. So they're going to create the storyline. Who's the good guy? The knight in shining armor to come and beat this terrible monster, Bray Wyatt. And the answer is going to be Roman Reigns. And he's been the guy that's been groomed to be the top guy in the company for years. Had a real-life battle with leukemia, like, a year and a half ago. It's in remission now. They are going to use that in the storyline. And that's not me being, like, glib or whatever, or me saying what I think is going to happen. This is professional wrestling. That's what they do. So they're going to use that in the storyline leading up to WrestleMania, and he's going to be the one to slay the dragon. So I think it's fairly obvious he's going to win it. He's, like, a 2-to-1 favorite right now. So he's, like, really the only guy that I would look at to maybe win it. And I think that Finn Balor will end up making a push into the Final Four. We'll see one guy from NXT in the Final Four of this. We saw it last year with Andrade. This year, I think it'll be Finn Balor. If they had any guts, they'd let Adam Cole, baby, win the Royal Rumble, but I don't think they're going to. It'll be Roman Reigns on the men's side, and we have to go chalk on the women's side also with Shayna Baszler to win the women's Royal Rumble. She's around 3-to-1, and I think you can do worse, by the way, than putting a couple shekels down on Ronda Rousey. She could be a surprise entrant to the Rumble +400 for Miss Rousey. So Reigns on the men's side, Shayna Baszler on the women's side for the Royal Rumble on Sunday night.
Quickly, Nick, what did Zion Williamson's debut do to his NBA Rookie of the Year odds?
So he went to 8-1, where he stands with Kendrick Nunn right now for the Miami Heat as the second favorite. John Morant is obviously the odds-on favorite. I think an avenue exists for Zion to potentially win it, but they'd have to get into the playoffs as the 8 seed, and he would basically have to take over the league and like get more coverage than like LeBron and Kawhi in Los Angeles, the Lakers and Clippers are getting. So I think it's unlikely, but a path does somehow crazily exist for Zion to win Rookie of the Year, despite the fact that he made his debut in January.
Nick, thanks a ton. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Nick.
I appreciate it. Wishing everyone minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck, and enjoy the Royal Rumble on Sunday. We'll talk to you guys next week.
That was Radio.com Sports Betting Insider Nick Costos. Insider calls brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. And again, go check out Nick on You Better You Bet every night on the Radio.com app. Give it a listen. Thanks again to Nick.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.